The Federal Reserve is holding a two-day meeting in Washington, their first since the much-talked-about interest rate hike last month. But for this meeting, they're facing a stock market that has fallen about 10% since the last meeting amid fears over China's economy and falling oil prices. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And do we have any sense of what the Fed plans to do at this meeting other than the fact that they're probably not going to raise interest rates again right now?
Well, as you know, Jeremy, they're always very tight-lipped, but the investors are not. They're expressing what they hope, and we're hearing from many who hope that the Fed is having second thoughts about hiking rates three or four more times this year and hoping to get an indication that they're not going to do that. That said, most economists aren't forecasting a global recession, and unemployment numbers, those are really good right now. Though, since we last heard from the Fed, there are indications that the economy is slowing in terms of spending, consumer spending, and that is such an important driver of the economy. But with stocks having taken such a beating, investors are pretty much expecting that they're not going to continue at this point to raise interest rates.
And stocks taking a beating in part because of what's happening in China. And Chinese stocks had another rough day. The Shanghai Composite Index fell more than 6% to its lowest level since late 2014. Is there anything that the Fed can do if the thing that's driving the markets down is a weakening Chinese economy? They're not going to go in and put stimulus into the Chinese economy.
Well, no, that's the problem. This situation in China is very particular to China, that you know the investors there are accelerating capital outflows, and investors also concerned about the risk of further currency depreciation. Again, not something that the Fed can do much about. And the Shanghai Composite Index has fallen now by close to 22% for the year. I mean, just that's a massive drop. People losing a quarter of their money who are invested there. But at the same time, you've got oil prices, and these are interrelated factors. You know, China, the slowing Chinese economy means they're consuming less oil, and so oil prices are now becoming a major driver of U.S. stock prices, and perhaps even more so than what's going on in the Chinese stock market.
Well, as you mentioned, as you look at the economy overall, there are some pieces of good news, the unemployment rate being low. But also, we got a Case-Shiller report today. This is a big housing report. It shows that in November, home prices rose at their fastest rate in a year and a half. Should people take numbers like that into account when they're thinking about the overall economy right now?
Well, you can't ignore it. I mean, it really is a reflection. These strong prices are a reflection of employment and wage growth, and those are real facts. And then you also have just sort of a dearth of housing, new housing that's available, and that's what's really driving up the price of homes, but driving down the volume of sales. So prices are going up on houses, the number of houses being sold, that's going down, and a lot of people are complaining when they're out shopping that there's a lack of desirable homes right now. That number that you gave, that's the national number. What's more interesting is when you look at particular places. We've heard about how much the San Francisco home prices have gone up. Well, they're up another 11%. So the West, they're still rising, those prices.
And in the East, in many places as well. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.